The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Ambrose of the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Inez Gorman, soprano, and Corporal Robert Baer of the Army Air Forces, your announcer, Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
I'm recalling times when I was small and light and free, jubilee day. Oh, good friend, everybody's swaying, how the ice and in my brain. How I sang about the judgment song and of Gabriel's spoken on his horn. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaint. Well, I thought of thanks, so I say to all who feel for love, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Satan lies away, let man be saved and shine the prayer. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the clouds away.
Getting underway with Hallelujah from Hit the Deck. Nelson Eddy and Company welcome you on the Electric Hour. Later on, we'll present Corporal Robert Baer and hear pretty as a picture, Inez Gorman.
How do you do? And Nelson, it's wonderful to be back again.
Good to have you with us, Inez. I might also add, by way of special greeting, Felicidades por nuestros amigos en todos los naciones panamericanos.
All this in Spanish, too?
Just a greeting to our good neighbors, Inez.
And very nice. But what does it mean?
Best wishes to our friends in all the Latin American countries. This week, they'll be observing Pan American Day with us, the day in which we honor hemisphere, unity, and cooperation.
And because Latin Americans take a great interest in matters of romance, Nelsonetti's next number will probably do a lot to further the cause of unity. Robert McJim's American Love Ballad, I Saw You There in the Moonlight.
Clear, I see
last generation has been the most important in the history of electricity, and worth ringing the bell for. Because it's during this last generation that the use of electricity in America has become so popular, so widespread, so useful, and so cheap. It's during this last historic generation that most of our electric appliances have come into common use. Electric refrigerators around 1925, radios around 1930, electric washing machines and vacuum cleaners in the early 20s, electric roasters and clocks around 1932, and so forth. Their economical use has been made possible through the lowered price you pay for your electricity. For it's been during these same years that the price of your electricity has been coming down and has stayed down even in wartime. For example, if you're the average user of electricity, you're now getting about twice the electricity you got 15 years ago for the same money. The electric companies sponsoring this program are proud to do their part in bringing you these benefits at a lower and lower cost. It's taken hard work and sound management. Best known to her soprano roles of the St. Louis Municipal Opera, Inez Gorman today returns for a second visit to the Electric Hour. And she brings along a mood of springtime and romance that will certainly appeal to our Latin American neighbors. The setting might be any place, so long as love is new and there's a song to tell the story. Inez Gorman and One Night of Love. Members of the Nelson Eddy Tattersall Club. Mr. Eddy is going to present...
Rising Early in the Morning...
From the comic opera...
The Gondoliers.
And the situation...
A simple case of mistaken identity. Frank, Unable to determine whether Marco should be king or Giuseppe should be king, the ministers of state decide the two of them should share the job.
Double king size, hmm? Nice work if you can get it.
Oh, certainly. We quite understand that a man who holds the magnificent position of king should do something to justify it. We are called your majesty. We are allowed to buy ourselves magnificent clothes. Our subjects frequently nod to us in the streets. The sentries always return our salutes, and we enjoy the inestimable privilege of heading the subscription list to all the principal charities. In return for these advantages, the least we can do is to make ourselves useful about the palace.
Rising early in the morning, we proceed to light the fire. Then our majesty adorning in its workaday attire, we embark without delay on the duties of the day.
First we polish off some batches of political dispatches and foreign politicians circumvent. Then if business isn't heavy, we may hold a royal levy or ratify some acts of parliament. Then we probably review the household troops with the usual jalahoops and jalahoops. All received with ceremonial and state. And interesting Eastern potentate. After that, we generally go and dress our private valet. It's a rather nervous duty. He's a touchy little man. Writes some letters literary for our private secretary. He's shaking in his spelling, so we help him if we can. Then in view of craving dinner, we go down and order dinner. Then we polish the regalia in the coronation plate. Spend an hour anticipating all our gentlemen and waiting, or we run on little errands for the ministers of state. Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, yet the duties are delightful and the privilege is great. But the privilege and pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is to run on little errands for the ministers of state. Yes, the privilege and pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is to run on little errands for the ministers of state. After luncheon, making merry on a bun and glass of sherry, if we've nothing in particular to do, we may make a proclamation or receive a deputation. Then we possibly create a peer or two. Then we help a fellow creature on his path with a garter or the pistol or the bar. Or we dress and toddle off in semi-state. Festival, a function, or a fete. Then we go and stand as sentry at the palace, private entry, marching hither, marching thither, up and down and to and fro, while a warrior on duty goes in search of beer and duty, and it generally happens that he hasn't far to go. He relieves us if he's able, just in time to lay the table, and we dine and serve the coffee. At 12:30 or 1, with a pleasure that's emphatic, we retire to our attic with a gratifying feeling that our duty has been done. Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, but of pleasures that are many and of worries that are none. And the culminating pleasure that we try to be on measure is a gratifying feeling that our duty has been done. Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, but the pleasures that are many and of worries that are none. And the culminating pleasure that we try to be on measure is a gratifying feeling that our duty has been. Oh, dear.
Nelson.
What's the matter, Frank?
There's something wrong here. Is this an office introduction or a diplomatic report on hemispheric solidarity?
Well, a little of both, Frank. Music practically started the good neighbor policy.
You mean that Pan-American plan didn't start with an embassy man?
Well, the plan might have, but a long time before the good neighbor policy was official with the State Department, the United States and our Latin American friends were getting acquainted through music. It was sort of a reciprocal trade agreement. We exported our brand of music, and they sent us congas, rumbas, and sambas in return.
Ah, I'm beginning to see what you mean. And one of the most popular items received through this musical lend-lease system is a bright and colorful samba, Brasil.
Right you are. And presented by Robert Ambrose and the orchestra in the spirit of Saludos Amigos.
Thank you.
Nelson, do you read the comic strip Gasoline Alley?
Only every day. Why?
Well, you remember what happened to Walt and Phyllis not long ago during that big thunderstorm?
I sure do, and what a thunderstorm.
Never seen a storm like it, folks. Regular hurricane. Sleet pouring down. 100-mile-an-hour wind. Trees broken. Wires down.
Walt starts towards the radio.
I'll turn on the radio and hear about the damage.
He reaches the radio and tries to turn it on.
Oh, am I dumb? I knew the wires were down.
Walt, the refrigerator is off.
Sure it is, Phyllis. You'll have to put the food on the back porch.
Meantime, the little daughter dances around joyously in the dark, very pleased because she won't have to do her homework. Until Walt says...
Not so fast, young lady.
Walt tries to turn on the lights. Nothing happens. He tries to shave. No hot water. So Walt goes to bed and tries to read by kerosene lamp. Finally, he laughs and says...
Isn't it the truth? You never miss the water until the well runs dry.
Yes, sometimes you don't appreciate your electricity until it fails. The point is that it almost never does. More and more through the years, the electric companies have found ways to foil the elements and conquer nature with improved equipment and better methods. On the almost never occasions when something does go wrong, emergency crews leap into action on a moment's notice. In companies such as those that sponsor the electric hour, people are on the job night and day in fair weather or foul, so that when you flick that switch on the wall, you won't be disappointed. That's the sort of service which you have come to expect and which you can get only in America. It's one of Jerome Kern's well-remembered tunes from the production Girl from Utah. They Didn't Believe Me. An unusual state of affairs explained by Inez Gorman and Nelson Eddy.
You've got the cutest little way, like the watch all the day.
And it certainly seems fine just to think that you'll be mine.
When I see your winning smile, make my living worth a while.
So we have to run around. Thank you.
Headline.
Super fortresses bomb Japan industrial areas.
Headline.
Tokyo ablaze after B-29 raid.
Headline.
B-29 today hits Japan for second time in 24 hours.
Some of the most exciting headlines of the war tell the world about our Boeing super fortresses, the big B-29 bombers, and our recent exploits over Japan. And it's not surprising to hear there's a new song about them called Silver Wings. As yet unpublished, the song is the work of a corporal in the Army Air Forces, a former Hollywood lad, and here he is, Corporal Robert Baer. Bob, it's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Mr. Eddie. I can't tell you how happy I am that the Electric Guard's presenting Silver Wings coast to coast for the first time.
It's a privilege to introduce it, Bob. I can see how the Boeing B-29 would inspire a song.
Yes, sir, they're great planes. And I also wanted to pay a tribute to the air crews and ground crews that keep them flying.
I understand, Bob, that Silver Wings has already been adopted as the official song of your B-29 group.
That's right, Mr. Eddie, the 509.
You said earlier today you'd like to dedicate it to an Air Force officer.
Yes, sir, I would. At this time, the officers and men of the 509 wish to dedicate our song to Major General Uzo G. Entz, who instigated the B-29 training program within the 2nd Air Force. General Entz is in Brooks General Hospital at San Antonio, Texas, recovering from injuries. And we hope he's listening as Nelson Eddy, Robert Armbruster, the chorus and orchestra presents Silver Wings.
Victory, thank you, and thank you,
a moment. Among your hosts for the Electric Hour in the New York area are the Long Island Lighting Company, the Staten Island Edison Company, and the New Jersey Power and Light Company. We join with 167 other business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies to bring you these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap.
Cincinnati again. Our thanks to Inez Gorman and Corporal Robert Baer for being with us today. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be Jeanette McDonald. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour coming to you from Hollywood. This transmitted for just overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.